That was So Do I by Brainflower, a rambunctious four-piece indie alternative band from Montreal whose rock and roll sound branches into psychedelic, garage, and folk rock. They're also known for their high-energy live performances and some crazy on-stage shenanigans. I spoke with vocalists and guitarists Theo Porcet and Josh McLeod over Skype. Theo and Josh, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
How did the two of you, and then later also Oliver and JP, come together to form Brainflower?
We're going to make it short, the story, but it's a long and sweet story.
So I guess I got to start just really quickly why I moved to Montreal.
I'll do the same.
I was living in Ottawa for a long time, and I had studied history. And I was in the workforce, I'd done school, and it wasn't working for me. So I just decided, you know what, I'm going to pursue what I love, and I'm going to find a job in music, or I'm just going to go somewhere where there's lots of musicians. So I decided to go to this music school, this engineering school called the Recording Arts Canada. And literally the first day of school, on my way up to the third floor in the elevator, I'm in the elevator with this dude, and I'm telling myself, like, Josh, like, you gotta make friends, like, you gotta network. And so I forced myself to talk to Theo, who was also in the elevator.
Yeah.
And we just started bonding. We literally jammed the same night.
Okay, yeah, let me give the backstory to get even further. So I decided to leave France because I was bored. I didn't connect with people in music. I really wanted also to pursue in music, at least in creation or sound. And so I heard about this school in Canada, and I was like, why not? You know, like, it's the big leap. But I visited Montreal before, I loved it. So I just did it. And so I end up in this elevator, Recording Arts of Canada. And I see this guy with this really long red beard. That was the first long beard I've ever seen, like, in my life. People don't have long beards in France, you know? And I'm like, damn, this guy is cool. And so he starts talking to me. I'm like, damn, you might think I'm cool. And so we start talking, and we realize, like, we have a lot in common in music. And we're like, damn, we should, like, you know, just play music together. And I just moved in an apartment that I found on Facebook with a big terrace. And I was like, dude, like, come to mine tonight. Let's drink beers and play music. So we ended up, like, jamming all night. And people were coming by, like, because it was a shared terrace. And they were like, oh, you guys in a band? You guys sound cool. We're like, oh, no, we're just jamming. We just met. And that's when we were like, okay, maybe we could start a band. Like, we could try something at least. And so we decided to, we started writing some songs. Sometimes, like, Josh was, like, playing the drums. I was playing the guitar. We're experimenting. And then we're like, okay, I think we're ready to, we can recruit maybe a bassist and a drummer. And so we posted something on Facebook. And Oliver will always repeat, he knows the story, like, the post, he knows it by heart. Like, but basically we're like, I don't know, stoner rock band looking for a cool musician. So I remember, just for fun, experimenting.
And we named off a few different bands, like, yeah, Chili Peppers,
exactly.
As a reference. And I guess that was a beacon for Oliver, who just, like, immediately wanted to join the band.
Exactly. I remember it was a really snowy day, and he showed up to the jam space. He got lost. It was really complicated. And we're like, oh my God, this guy. First of all, he's really tall, and he's really funny. He's like he's like a long, tall giraffe guy. I don't know.
He's like Big Bird from Sesame Street.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, and he has a gimmick. He always removes his shirt while we're playing live. Mm-hmm. Everyone is waiting for this moment.
And as far as drummers, when I first met Theo and we jammed at his place, first of all, it was the first time I had ever met someone named Theophile before.
Yep.
But it turns out, to my absolute shock, that his roommate, also from France, was also named Théophile.
Yes.
And it turns out that he played drums. So he played drums with us for a while. And he eventually had other pursuits to follow. And we found out about our current drummer, JP, through Oliver.
Oliver, yeah. And so we tried GP. We jammed with him. And we were like, oh my God, this guy. We really clicked super fast. And like, he had not much time to learn the songs because we were playing a festival like 2 weeks later, and he did it. He freaking did it, and that connected us so much. You know, the road trip, the show, the hangover, all of this.
That was back in 2016.
Yep. Oh my God.
That was when your first single was released around then, but you've released a handful more in the last year. One of them being Peter and Carla. What can you tell me about that song?
Oh my God, that song, that's GP will love to tell the story again, but like, so this story was like, I'm gonna tell it the way he tells the story. GP was really depressed. He went through like a breakup and he was really sad. And we were jamming and we're like, you know, trying to create new songs and we're just having fun. So we're like, okay, we jammed on a reggae song and had like this reggae pattern. And we're like, okay, no, that's not what we're here for, you know, not our genre. And so Josh kept playing like a riff that came from the reggae. So this kind of rhythm, that's the riff at the beginning of Peter and Carla. He kept playing it and we all like jumped in. We were like, oh, it's cool. And like the song kind of appeared out of nowhere. Like even the lyrics, I just improvised like with the flow, the drumming, like everyone was improvising. And we finished playing and we're like, oh my God, I think we have like a song, like something was really like cool. Yeah. And we're like, we will never like, how are we going to remember this? And like GP pulls out his phone and he's like, guys, I recorded it. And like, we didn't know he recorded it. Like during the song, he took the time to press record on his phone. So he saved it. And basically we adapted it literally, like it's almost the same as the jam.